irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. What a beautiful, blessed day we have been granted, as each and every day is a blessing. That is what we like to remind you here on the Vibration Station. Because truly, at the end of the day, that is all that matters, is how you feel. Welcome to the Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. And I am honored that you take your time Sunday afternoon, if you're in Pacific Standard, Eastern Standard, it's a couple hours later. Hey, could be all over, could be halfway across the world. Could be in the two in the morning somewhere, I don't know. But wherever it is, I want to say thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Thank you for choosing to deliberately raise your vibration by focusing your energy in a way that not only benefits you, but benefits those around you, your entire world, and actually your entire universe. You say, well, Dave, how does one person's focus have the ability to raise the vibration of the entire cosmos? Well, my answer to you is within you contains the entire cosmos. Quantum physics has proven to us that every single vibrating molecule in the universe holds space for infinite potential. The energy that it takes to manifest a mansion versus the energy that it takes to manifest a mustard seed is the exact same form of energy. The only difference is the focus. It does not take more energy to create a mansion than it does a mustard seed. It does not take more energy to create $1 million versus $10. You must think that makes absolutely no sense. But I have scientific justification. And what that is your expectation, the science behind why the mansion and the mustard seed are the exact same energy, has everything to do with the individual's expectation. If you as a person, as an individual consciousness, decide that it is easy for you to manifest and allow that mansion, just as easy as it is for you to manifest and allow a mustard seed to grow, you will manifest the mansion as effortlessly as you manifest the mustard seed. If you truly believe within your heart of hearts that receiving $1 million is as easy as receiving $10, the universe has to yield you opportunities which give you what you expect. The reason why the masses of our planet, you know, the masses don't traditionally, you know, 99%, 95% of the masses of the planet don't traditionally, you know, manifest the life of their dreams. This is because they put so many conditions, we put so many conditions on the things that we need to do before this can manifest. For example, when you're born, the first thing that you're taught, you know, once you, after you walk, you know, after you learn how to talk, the first thing that you're told is you have to go to school to get somewhere in life. And if you don't go to school, you're going to be a loser. Well, in some cases, that's true. Obviously, it's good to educate yourself. And when I say loser, I don't mean like in a selfish or you know, a way to put you down like a loser. What I mean by a loser is, you know, society has conditioned you, has convinced you, has brainwashed you to think that, well, if I don't do this, then I'm a loser. But that's not true. Some of the wealthiest people in the entire world, men and women, have manifested for themselves everything that they've wanted and more. And when I say something that they've wanted, that could be, you know, something as personal as the house of their dreams, something as personal as the relationship of their dreams, or something as personal and powerful and impactful as peace on the planet. You know, there was a study that was done in Washington, D.C., where I've mentioned this a few times before. There was a study in Washington, D.C. where, you know, a group of powerful minds, a group of people that knew how to deliberately focus their energy to raise the vibration, they came together and they said to the chief of police, we are going to reduce crime 30% in this month. I believe it was like over a 1 month period where they conducted this study. They said, you know, these powerful thinkers, they came together and they said, we will decrease crime 30% in Washington, D.C. The chief of police laughed. He literally laughed and said, good luck. I hope it works, but I really highly doubt that it will. And what this is, you know, these people had said to the chief of police that they're going to meditate on peace, and they're going to meditate on alignment, and they're going to meditate on love. They're going to meditate on wellness. They're going to meditate on people finding and aligning themselves with the source wholeness of who they are. Well, what do you think happened, folks? You can email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can call me, 323-203-0815. I will open up the phone lines for you. But I'm just going to tell you right now what happened. Crime decreased exactly 30%. The chief of police then came on a press release and honorably said, I was wrong. He said, with humility, I did not expect for this to work. So that's the difference between, you know, not really, you know, not believing in the power of thought, especially collective, deliberate thought, versus believing. When you believe, you can achieve. When you believe, you can do anything that you think you can. You are creator. You're limitless. There's nothing holding you back but your own limitations, your own personal inner ego that tells you you're not good enough or you don't deserve this or you're going to need this to be happy. And, you know, advertisements are constantly telling you, oh, you need this to feel better. You need this to look better. When's the last time you saw an advertisement that said, you're perfect the way you are? If you think this product serves you, check us out. It's few and far between. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen a commercial that says you're perfect the way you are. You don't need our product. You're perfect the way you are. You don't need our product. But if you think you'd like it, then go for it. That's what commercials should say. There shouldn't be this manipulative marketing strategy. There just shouldn't, because it's manipulation. It's mind control. It is literally mind manipulation. So then that brings us back all the way around to embodying your creative energy, embodying your creator. You are creator, embodying your source. Right? So what do we do? How do we maintain alignment with our source? How do we make sure that, you know, these thoughts that we're thinking are serving us? How do we release victim consciousness? Victim consciousness is, oh, why me? You know, something bad happens. So you manifest an illness or someone passes on in your family or whatever it might be. You got to make sure that every thought you think is catering to the life that you want to live, is catering to everything that you want to experience. If you are thinking about something that brings you anxiety, that brings you jealousy, frustration, just pivot your thought. Change your thoughts. Change your thoughts. Literally, I mean, don't fight it. Just change it. You know? If you feel this lackfulness, if you feel, you know, we've all had that feeling where whether it be monetarily or whether it be emotionally with a relationship, we've all had that feeling where it's, oh my God, I don't know if I can pay my bill this month, or I don't know if the person I love still loves me, or if loves me at all, whatever it might be, right? Release those thoughts. Know that you are creator. You have the power to focus whatever it is that you want to create. Focus into reality. Something that a great speaker and definitely a mentor of mine, his name is Ralph Smart, also known as Infinite Waters. Something that he teaches us, that he's taught me personally, is everything that you put your energy into is not only manifesting around you, is not only creating in this moment, but it is literally defining who you are becoming. It goes way beyond just what do I want in this moment, and you know, obviously, you know, all that matters is this moment. This moment is the present. The present is the gift of the ascended master. That's why it's called the present, the gift, the present. This moment is present. This moment is the present. This moment is the gift. But it goes beyond that, because what you think now is a direct reflection of how you're going to be thinking 50 years from now. So you need to learn to change your thoughts now. You need to learn to manipulate your neural patterns, your neural nets in your brain to serve you and humanity. That's what this is about. You came here for an extremely powerful purpose. You did not come here just to go to work and pay bills and, you know, have a family and that's it. Although All those things are amazing. And yes, do those, of course. If it brings you joy, do all of those things. Absolutely. But just know that you're here for an extremely powerful purpose. An extremely powerful purpose. And if you want to know what that purpose is, just ask. Block out all the clutter, all this clutter that's holding you back from literally manifesting your dreams. There is one veil that's keeping you from experiencing everything you wish to experience. There's one veil between where you are now and where you want to be. And that veil is learning to be content and grateful for everything you have now, while simultaneously visualizing what it is you wish to experience and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that it is on its way. It is already manifested. It's just a matter of when you align your energy. It's done. It's yours. It's done. It's yours. You want world peace? You want no wars? You want everyone to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise? It's done. You just need to start thinking that way. Stop looking at people and thinking, oh, they need food. They need more money. They need clean water. Look at people and visualize those that don't have what they need with what they need. Visualize. Use your power. Use your creative power, which is visualization and expectation. Expect for the planet to become a more beautiful place, because every single person is projecting their own planet. I'm projecting my planet, and I'm just reminding you to project your planet that serves you. Do you know that because I choose to meditate every single day, and I choose to, you know, and I'm not saying that, oh, I have all the answers, and I'm not saying that. What I am saying, though, is within my DNA lies all the answers, and I have access to all the knowledge of the universe if I choose to. But due to the fact that I meditate every day, I take care of my health, I focus on that which serves me, I don't do things, I'm a very sensitive person, and I do not do things that throw off my vibration or throw off my alignment. And if I do something that throws my alignment off, I immediately snap back and do my best to snap back as quickly as I possibly can. And I literally live in heaven on earth. I literally live in heaven on earth. I live in an amazing life. I live a beautiful life. I live a perfect life. And the only reason why I live this life is because of the way that I think. I have so many excuses, and I'm talking about me because I am a reflection of you. We are one. We are one. I am a reflection of you. If you're listening to me, I am a reflection of your consciousness. So anything that I say about myself, you can absolutely apply to yourself, and it will manifest. So, having said that, due to my choice to meditate every day, keep a clear state of consciousness, I only attract beautiful, amazing, happy people. I can't tell you the last time I attracted someone that didn't serve me. You know, even, the, you know, I'll take a Lyft or I'll take an Uber, you know, I'll take a ride share. The driver, you know, just so happens to, every single time, there's something that's in perfect alignment. There's something that like we start sparking up a conversation and we share a passion, or they're in this, you know, they love radio and, you know, they've been trying to get into radio, or they love, you know, unify, they love spirituality and meditation, or, you know, they love, I love finance. I love understanding the global financial markets and the way that global economy works and monetary history. I love that. It's a great passion of mine. There's been many people where I've just been starting talking to them, and bam, that they love it. So we'll just start hitting it off, and it's because I'm attracting people that are a direct reflection of my consciousness. I have all the, I could pick up any reason I wanted to be in a shitty mood. Any reason, I could find a hundred things very, very quickly, which would justify me being a victim, being in a shitty mood, projecting my shittiness onto others, and having a victim consciousness. But why would I do that? Why would I do that to myself? It doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve anyone around me. It doesn't serve humanity. It doesn't serve my vibration. Although in that moment, the contrast when something, when an experience happens that you don't necessarily resonate with, and it hurts your feelings or something, you know. In those situations, when you get a little upset, in that contrast is a wonderful teacher. So yes, for a moment, the contrast serves you. For a moment, the contrast absolutely serves you. Because without the contrast, without experiencing something that you know you don't want to experience, you would never have such a powerful and impactful way to define that in which you do wish to experience. That's why these things are so important. So important to focus your thoughts and your actions only in the ways that bring you joy, that serve you, that make you feel better, happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser. Visualize your $1 million. Visualize, what would you do with that million? What would you do with the 10 million? What would you do with the 100 million? What would you do with the amazing, perfect relationship? Visualize it. Act as if it's already there, and it has to manifest. It has to. 2 + 2 = 4. That is a mathematical law. The law of addition, when adding 2 + 2, says that it equals 4, okay? The law of the universe says that when you choose to act and embody that in which you wish to experience, you must manifest that in which you are vibrationally projecting. So if you're projecting joy, prosperity, happiness, health, alignment, wellness for all people, when you're letting your ego go, when you develop a healthy relationship with your ego, as long as you're a human being, you're always going to have an ego. Ego means you identify with something, right? You're always going to identify with something as long as you're a human being. But tame the ego. Have a beautiful relationship with the ego. Learn to say no to your ego and yes to your source. Learn to know when your ego is serving you and when it's pulling you astray from your source. Really powerful stuff, guys. Who am I? Chances are good. I think that this song right now, just listen to the lyrics in this song. Listen to, if you can, just really soak these lyrics up. It's so powerful. You know, who am I? This has everything to do with what we're talking about here. Who are you? Who am I? I say, oh, I'm David. No, I'm not David. I am an eternal energy that has embodied a physical vehicle, and its name is David. Who am I? Beautiful. Chances are good. Check it out.
Question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all the ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I, then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer, the story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror. Who am I, repeat it like a mantra, till ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question, I am that I am essence, before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still. Follow to that hollow tube, the peace of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes, beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. It's the question. Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on. He exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him. He abides inside the nothing, emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence.
Chances are good. Who am I? Off the album Boomerangs. You can check them out. Chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. You could also literally just Google search chances, C-H-A-N-C-E-S, the letter R, just R. Good. Two words, one letter. Chances are good. And once again, the R is not A-R-E. It is just the letter R. He has phenomenal ceremonial mantra, sacred spoken word, powerful, powerful music. One of my favorite artists of all time, absolutely. Thank you, Chances, for aligning the masses by spreading your music. So, one of the biggest aha moments of my life was realizing the difference between my ego and my soul, my source, my spirit, call it whatever you want. You know, a lot of people have different definitions for the energy that is us, as opposed to the physicalness that is us. You know, a lot of people in their definitions, right? They call it the God me, or the source me, or the soul me, my soul, my source, my spirit, whatever you want to call it. There's two yous at every single moment in time. There's the ego you and the source you. And like I said, the biggest aha moment of my entire life was realizing the difference between my ego, and my soul. It took me quite some time and a lot of soul digging to understand it. So, you know, this is just something that I thought would serve the masses is offering them kind of like a list to where you will be able to define the difference between when you're being led by your ego versus when you're being led by your source. Because it's very confusing. It's like, how do I know? If there's two me's present at all time, the ego and the source, how do I know if I'm being led by my ego or if I'm being led by my source? You know, it's a really beautiful thing to understand the information of, oh, yes, you know, there's an ego and there's a source. You know, it's one thing to understand it, but it's another thing to exercise it and really apply it. So here's just kind of a breakdown of how you can define for yourself when the ego is guiding you or when the source is guiding you. So here we go. Your ego is the image you have of yourself. Now, do keep in mind, having an ego is not bad. We all have an ego. We all have an ego. What starts to get unbalanced is when you let the ego take control. Is when you let the ego, you know, guide you, be your source for information, be your source for guidance, you know? So what is the ego? Your ego is the image you have of yourself. Your ego is your social mask, the face you put on in the world. Think about that. How many different faces do you wear, right? How many different masks do you wear? Every time you meet someone new, or, you know, maybe you have a mask at work, and then you have a mask when you're with your friends, and you have a mask with your family, and you have a mask with your parents, and you have a mask with your siblings. Do you? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe you've mastered that inner G, that inner, you know, that inner, like, you know, that inner source, that inner higher self, and you're like, well, I don't need to be different for anyone. I don't need to put any masks on for anyone because this is just who I am, right? So that's, you know, that's if you know if it's your ego or your source. Are you wearing a mask? You know, are you creating these kind of facades about yourself? Or are you just being real? You're like, no, I don't like that. Or yes, I love that. I'm all about it, right? Your ego is your titles, your roles. Let it be, you know, a colleague, a teammate, a CEO, a girlfriend, a daughter, a brother, a sister, an owner, right? Whatever it is. A worker. It's a title. You're titling yourself, right? The source doesn't have a title. The source is everything. All times, all places, everywhere. The source is quantum. The source has no name. The source is everything everywhere. No, I'm not saying don't name yourself. Because once again, we have an ego. And it's healthy to develop a healthy relationship with that ego. Right? We actually just opened the phone lines not too long ago, and we have a caller coming through. We are going to take this call. You are live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. You're speaking with Davey. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hey, Davey. Jasmine, how are you?
Hey, Jasmine. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Just love your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
I had a quick question for you, but I don't know. I've been struggling with some things right now, so maybe you can help me on this.
Well, you know, that's what we're here for.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
I've read The Course in Miracles, and I read it.
What an amazing...
And they talk about the ego. you know, the ego.
Yes,
and
they
how
do.
We have to, like, work with that.
Yes.
But I just, I'm having a problem. I want to know, how do I know when my ego's guiding me, right? Like, what I want, what I need, what feels good to me, that kind of thing.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, getting in touch with my source.
Wow.
You know, guiding me. I mean, that's a real problem I have all the time.
Wow.
Because I'm always questioning myself, you know?
First of all, Jasmine, I'm astonished that you just called in with this question, because this is literally what we're talking about right now. You know, we are actually defining right now how to recognize the difference between when you're being guided by ego and when you're being guided by source. You know, who's in the driver's seat? Is it the ego self, or is it the source self, the God self, the creator self, right? So
I don't know.
thank you. First of all, thank you for your call. Thank you for reaching out. We are honored, you know, that we are able to extend compassionate information. So to answer your question, which I just absolutely love, and it's in perfect alignment with what we're talking about. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we have Jasmine that just called in on the line. She just asked, how do I know? She said that she's struggling. It's something she's been struggling with. She doesn't know, you know, in the decisions that she's making and, you know, the people that she's talking to and the stuff that she's going through, she doesn't necessarily know whether it's her ego that is, you know, in the driver's seat, if you will, or if it's her source that's in the driver's seat. Did I get that right? Is that your question?
Yeah, totally. Because sometimes when I, you know, I write down affirmations, things that I want also, then I keep questioning myself. Is this like my ego talking, or is this my higher power within me guiding me? And then I can't explain it, but I'm also like frozen in doing anything or taking any action because I doubt myself a lot. So.
No,
I do a lot of ego-based things, but
that's okay.
I have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with my friends and stuff, my boyfriend. But I just, sometimes I really question my motives with things.
Sure.
So maybe you can help me.
I love it. Absolutely. Well, Jasmine, to start off, you sound like you really have your stuff together. You sound like you're really. You know, it's what's really beautiful is you know what you want. You want your alignment. And that's a really powerful thing is you've already defined yourself that, okay, well, I recognize that there is two versions of me existing within me at all times. There's the ego me and then the source me. So that is, you know, just like in the 12-step program, it's like they say admitting that there's a problem. That's number one. And I'm not saying that there's a problem, but you are admitting that you're seeking for a greater alignment with source, where most people, it's too much for them to take on, so they just keep letting their ego take control. So first of all, thank you for choosing to align your energy and, you know, seek alignment and seek answers. So to answer,
thanks, Dave.
Yeah, it's true. It's a very powerful thing, and that really is the first step. So the first thing that I would say is, number one, every single thought that you think and action that you take, there is an emotional equivalent to that emotion, or excuse me, to that thought and or action, right? Okay. The way that you can tell if it's your source or your ego, right, is if that emotional guidance system within you I highly suggest listening to the speaker and the teacher, Abraham Hicks. She talks about having an emotional guidance system. She says that your emotions are your compass. You know, just like if you are, you're a sailor, you're in the ocean, you're in the middle of the ocean. You don't know where land is. You need to go off your compass, right? Well, your emotions.
I listen to her. Yeah, I listen to her sometimes.
Oh, that's amazing. So you've probably heard her say before, your emotional guidance system, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Well, what that means is, and this is, you know, I'm just taking this information straight from what I've learned from her, is she goes, your emotional guidance system is with every single thought you think and action you take is guiding you towards either your source or your ego, letting you know, obviously it's always encouraging you to align with your source, but how you know whether you're operating from the source or the ego is the emotion you feel when you're thinking that thought or taking that action. So to answer your question, are you happy when you feel these thoughts, when you think these thoughts and you feel what these thoughts bring into your consciousness? Does it trigger joy? Does it trigger excitement? Does it trigger...
Yeah.
Like this feeling of exciting potential, does it trigger, pretty much anything that releases serotonin, dopamine, you know, norepinephrine, these happy chemicals, you know, pretty much anything that makes you feel good, right? Any of those chemicals, in your brain that are being released due to you thinking a thought, if it makes you feel good from a genuine place, then your source is guiding you for sure. If you're hesitant, if you're fearful, if you're your intuition's kind of saying, well, maybe think twice. It's definitely ego-based. It's definitely ego-based.
Yeah.
Because source... Sorry to interrupt. I really want to finish this and then I want to hear what you have to say. It's just source always knows. Source always knows. So when you align... When you are feeling a thought or about to take an action, before you take that action and before you continue those thought patterns, before you continue the momentum in those thought patterns, ask yourself, does this make me feel good? Is this serving me in this moment? If so, keep rolling with it for as long as you can, as much as you can. Keep the momentum going. Keep the snowball rolling, right? If it brings fear, like I said, or if it brings anything that throws you out of alignment with your joy, put it down, turn the other way, close the book and close that chapter and say, thank you so much for the contrast. I bless this contrast. I bless having the ability to know that I can ask and receive an answer through following and listening to my emotional guidance system.
Right. I mean, that's perfect. Here's my brain. Okay. I'm all excited about taking this trip. I'm going to take, I'm going to go with some friends. We're going to go just kind of hiking and backpacking and up in Northern California. But I'm all excited and I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to meditate and just have a great time.
That's amazing.
Then my mind goes, why am I doing this? I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to... God, how are we going to do food? How am I going to contribute?
Right.
How am I going to put gas in my car? And I mean, my friends are going to help, but the other part of my brain goes, you shouldn't be doing this because you don't have enough money.
That's lack consciousness. Just so you know, you're exercising lack consciousness.
Right.
So what you're creating, Jasmine, is space for the universe to deliver to you the experience to make sure that you are not going to go.
Yeah.
What I would highly suggest that you do, and what you are going to have to do if you choose to manifest, you know, this trip and this experience, is have a little faith. I know it seems like you might not have enough money. I know it seems like you might seem like you might not have the resources, or, you know, whatever is holding you back. But, you know, if you things can happen in a second, literally in a moment, your entire world can change. So if you just allow, say to the universe, I know that going on this trip will serve me. I know that I deserve to go on this trip because I deserve to experience that in which brings me joy. I am source creator. I deserve whatever it is that I feel like I want. At this moment, my physical manifestations, my external manifestations, which are just external reflection of the internal state of consciousness, right? You got to say to yourself, my source is providing for me. I do have the money. I just haven't been letting it in. And now I choose to let it in. I do have a car that's able to take me here and do this and that. I just have been choosing to find reasons to limit myself.
Right.
I do have everything I've ever wanted. I just... Right. have decided not to allow myself to experience it. So when you deliberately shift into saying, I decide, that gives you the power. You've just empowered yourself. Even though you've decided something you don't want to experience, you've just empowered yourself. See, that's the thing. People are afraid of saying that they chose something that they didn't want. Like, you know, people think that they only choose things that they want. That's not true. People, actually, most of the time, people usually choose that in which they don't want because they don't know how to deliberately focus their thoughts. So they start manifesting all these things that doesn't serve them. And they're like, well, I didn't ask for this. Well, I didn't ask for this. Well, yeah, you did, because that's where you were putting your thought momentum. That's where you were putting your creative energy.
So I'm thinking like, oh, my God, I want to have enough money.
So you're thinking to yourself,
I don't have enough money.
You're thinking to yourself, at this moment in time, I have chosen not to have enough money. But from this point on, because I am empowered and I am creator, I choose to allow the universe to yield to me multiple opportunities to receive income. So I can do the things that I've always wanted to do, that I know that I'm meant to do and that I deserve to do. Right?
Yeah.
The only thing that's holding you back is your limitation of thinking that you don't have enough money, or it's lack consciousness. I'm going to tell you, Jasmine, you've got to listen to Bob Proctor. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Do me a favor, because it's my passion to help people and to guide them and align them with their source. And do yourself a favor, because it will guide you and align you with your source. If you have a pen and paper, write this down. If you're in front of a computer or something, type this up real quick. Got a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my phone,
Okay, go ahead, write this down. You're just going to write down Bob Proctor, B-O-B, his last name Proctor, P-R-O-C-T-O-R.
Okay.
Abundance meditation. This meditation changed my life, and I started manifesting all the money that I knew that I am meant to have, and it's still rolling in, baby, exponentially more than I even know what to do with, and I'm so grateful. because I'm aligning my energy with prosperity consciousness. The source within you knows that you are unconditionally, infinitely, and ever-expandingly prosperous. Your source knows you have more money than you know what to do with. More prosperity, more abundance, more freedom, more luxury, more whatever. It's your focus and thought that doesn't allow. Source is like asking to give you all this stuff, and you're just like finding all these excuses not to receive it. So, Jasmine, align with your source. Listen to Bob Proctor's Abundance Meditation. Keep listening to Abraham Hicks. Know that the universe always has a way to deliver to you in a million different ways, through a million different facets, exactly what it is you wish to experience. We have to come to a close with today's show, but I just want you to know that you are a wonderful human being. You should be so proud of everything that you have created for yourself, and you should be so proud of yourself for being wise enough to seek alignment with the source wholeness of who you are.
Oh, thank you, Dave, so much. I love you.
Thank you, Jasmine. All the unconditional love, alignment, abundance, happiness, joy, love, light, laughter, appreciation, everything great from our hearts to yours. Feel free to give us an email anytime you want. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for calling in. As it comes to the listeners, of course, same. All the unconditional love, light, abundance, happiness, joy, appreciation, laughter from our hearts to yours. Once again, be an instrument of your love. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Good Vibes Station. You can also check us out on Instagram, our event organization, Universal Consciousness 1111. All the unconditional love from our hearts to yours. You are perfect, divine, aligned. Your angels are with you. You are guided and unconditionally provided for each and every single moment of each and every single day. Know this and embrace this and embody this. You are the creator and you are love. Love you guys. See you next Sunday. Peace. Follow your bliss and always sing your truth. Entire universal is musical. That's the prayer and the song with the pudding and proof. The music is the medicine with powers that soothe. Sing the picture of your heart with the color perfumes. Harmonizing with the verses of the absolute. Be an instrument of your love. To be an instrument of your love. Yeah. A vibration massaging station. A melodious inspiration. An instrument of your love.